Yom Shlishi B'Shabbes Parshas Vayeschanan, Shir 599. There was once a bacher that came from Switzerland, and he reached Radin. He was exhausted, and he went to sleep. He wanted to daven Ma'ariv a little bit later, but he was so tired, he ended up sleeping until the morning. When he got up in the morning, he forgot that he didn't daven Ma'ariv. And after Shacharis, he went to the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim told him, I remember when there was a lot of money in Russia, and when a person would see a pruta of nechishas, a copper pruta, a small coin in the street, he wouldn't even bother to pick it up. He said, but now that there's a hunger, no one would be mezalzel, no one would even ignore even a tiny little coin, a tiny little copper coin. Zakta Chavetz Chaim, in the earlier generations, maybe missing a tefillah of Ma'ariv of a Pashta person is not so important. It doesn't make such an impact. But nowadays, Zakta Chavetz Chaim, every tefillah of Ma'ariv of every person is very important. And the chesaron is nicker when a person doesn't have a Ma'ariv. And he explained that we see in Mitzrayim that the Rabbeinu Shlom gave them Dam Pesach and Dam Milah, that they should have a schus to go out of Mitzrayim. Frakta Chavetz Chaim, because of these two mitzvahs, they were zeiche, even though they were in the Mem Tes Sharei Tuma. Zakta Chavetz Chaim, it's the opposite. Since they were so deep in the Sharei Tuma, so those mitzvahs had such a chashivas to the Rabbeinu Shlom that it was the schus to be able to take them out. That's how we have to view our mitzvahs, our ma'ariv, our tefillah. It's not that it's weak. It's not that it's nothing. The opposite is true. Since it's a hunger, and there's not so many people serving the Rabbeinu Shlom, every tefillah, Zakta Chavetz Chaim, is priceless.